I'm just gonna have to start making shit up.
Oh no.
Well, do we have to pause for that too? Oh, okay.
Difficulty!
We're just gonna start making a lot of shit up now. Because, this is a really good album. You really should buy it. I'm gonna tell you why you should buy it. One, it's not censored. We have basically bypassed any sort of props or any sort of structure, which is great. The reason why it's great is because it just doesn't happen that much anymore. I mean, there's just a lot of structured shit.
Vodka.
That's right. You can do that, but you can't do that. You think you're gonna go there, you don't go there. You think you're gonna fly across the sea, and then you come back, and nobody knows where you might be. You got a lot of shit like that going on, and it's you. That. Yeah. No. That just doesn't work. So. Like I said, we're just not gonna do that anymore. We're not going to play that game that you guys wanted us to play. We're going to bend that. We're going to break that. We're going to bend and mold and shape and fake and bake and take and never remake and go back to the lake where we thought we could find our father's sister's brother who left over the century past that wooden nice ship who made you trip on that hallucinogenic green pine forest tree past the salt lake of the salmon bay throughout the cafe with the nice fingerprints on it. You could paint at that cafe. That was a really nice thing. I mean, most cafes you just go out and eat with a fork, but you could finger paint at this cafe. We really like that cafe a lot. We plan on going back there someday. It was really enjoyable. The same thing goes with like balloons, you know, and bozo and all those other things. I mean, you gotta have variation to these things, because if you don't have variation to these things, what you're basically gonna have happen is you're gonna get white light all the time. You know, light isn't always white. I mean, we all know that. We see that. It comes in different colors, like a rainbow, and you need the rainbow to find your pot of gold. So that's why you should buy this album. And like I said, we're not even close to done. We're gonna just keep reverbing and reverbing and coercing and non-coercing and why and why not and haven't forgotten all those different things, thesis and antithesis and contraire and contraire and all those different things like that. We're just gonna keep talking about these things and make sounds. Bass still work on this guitar? Okay, that's good. Yeah, see, that's the other reason why she buys. Because this is a band that is not gonna break up. That's the other thing. We got a band here that's probably gonna be together whether you like it or not. That's why we say if you don't like this album, you can fuck off, because we're pretty much gonna be together no matter what. So you might as well listen to us, because it's not like this thing where we made some cute music and we got tired of each other. That's not really what we're looking at. Basically, we got a mutual respect thing going on, where we're just going to be making nice sounds, and we're going to be talking for a long time, periods of time. We're going to be thinking, we're going to be dealing with all the ups and downs of life, which kind of looks like I don't know. I don't want to say graph, because life is not a graph. Life is more than that. Life is spice. It's what makes food taste good when you even when you don't brush your teeth in the morning. And you know how bad that sucks when you don't brush your teeth in the morning. Your mouth feels like it's gonna corrode, and it's just not a pleasant feeling. And you get that anxiety about, oh my god, can I kiss anybody this morning, because my mouth tastes really bad, and I don't know if I really should deal with that, because I mean, if my mouth tastes really bad, I mean, how am I gonna do that? Is she gonna like me? And all that. So you have all these insecurities that, so you don't do it. So you just stay home in your bed and you masturbate, which is fine if you don't do that. But we highly suggest that you just, you know, eat the spice of life, enjoy the food, and overcome what the hell ever anxiety you might have. And if not, make sure you have good friends in your corner, like the corner pocket, sick in the eight ball, the pool table, and the game. 7 o'clock of the night, which you really liked a lot. Are we going all right here so far? We're doing things that should be said. Scott or Sean, did you want to just time out here, just talk into this for a while here or something like that? You know, just make some.